Welcome to Success with Srini, a show on human design, human change, and human excellence. Srini Sarapalli is one of the foremost human change makers and peak performance experts in the world today. Widely considered as a change master, Srini uses a compelling combination of hypnosis and neuroconditioning to make powerful and life-lasting changes in people almost instantly. World's foremost speakers and trainers consider Srini as a true transformational expert. His radio and TV shows reach about 5 million people in the U.S. and beyond. You can reach Srini by visiting www.positivepositioning.com. Set your expectations high. Set your aspirations higher. And here is Srini Sarapalli.
Good evening, friends. This is Srini Sarapalli welcoming you to Desi 1170 AM Studios. If you need to reach me, info@positivepositioning.com is my email address. And anything, everything we talk here is for informational purposes only. If you need help with any aspect of your life, do always consult with professionals. So that being said, I have a caller. Let me take the call. We'll get into the content part of the show. Hi, this is Srini. Thanks for calling in. How can I help you?
Hi, Srini. My name is Raghu. I'm hearing the advertisement about climbing Mount Shasta. June 10th and 11th.
Right.
So is that registration closed or is it open?
It's open, Raghu. You can go to
the... Okay, how many people are expected?
Six people only.
Means where to start? Like, are we going in a bus or people have to come individually on their own to that place?
I will, it's... The logistics are being figured out. I would rather say that we will all go together. I'll spend more time with you and all those things as we do this.
Okay.
It allows us to...
What is the fee for this?
It's $2,000.
Oh, $2,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is the fitness level required to climb that? Are we going through any training
We are getting together. We're doing a few hikes before we get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you should be in a position to run about 3 to 4 miles at a stretch is the requirement at this point. Otherwise it becomes harder, but then no issues.
I have
videos and everything on the side. You can go check that out if you're interested. But I'll more than happy to send any information that you, if you want, if you just send me an email.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Perfect. So, Raghu, thanks for saying that. So I was about to go into the Summit to Success expedition. I want to talk about this, why this expedition is different, unique, and how this is going to, set you apart in your game, whatever game you have got going in your life. I'll want to talk about that as we go along here into the show. But then I'll have a guest join me a little bit later today as we go along here. We're going to take a break sometime in the middle of the show, maybe 20 minutes into the show, and then my guest will be joining me. Any questions you have about a situation that you have got going, a challenge you have got going, by all means, you can send me an email, info@positivepositioning.com. That's the email address. I have a second event that's actually coming up. The Summit to Success Expedition is happening on June 10th and 11th. We'll talk about that as we go along here. It's an intense event. It's a group event. It's an event within which you will be extending your limits, possibilities, stretching yourself, tweaking yourself and exploring yourself at a level where you want to find what else is possible with you, what else is there within you that you have not been able to bring it out and make it happen. You'll be learning life skills on this expedition. You'll be learning things that otherwise the schools, the universities, in general, life has not even taught you and taught me for that matter. Every time I am on any expedition, I learn so many skills. I start valuing air, the oxygen. I start valuing water. I start valuing the space that I have, little space that I sleep. I value conversations. What if the next step, every word that I say as I'm scaling any mountain for that matter is valuable. Every conversation, every word. So everything that is valuable to that we otherwise take for granted at the ground level, in other words, at sea level, becomes extremely hard at a higher altitude, 10,000, 14,000 feet. When you're up there, every step that you are taking is hard. Boiling water is hard. Having hot water, hot food is a rarity. It's tough. And through these challenges, we are exploring ourselves. Through this We are not only testing our spiritual self, we are testing our mental self, we are testing our physical self, and we are scaling ourselves to new possibilities. Very first expedition I did back in 2012, and every year thereafter, 2013, 14, 15, 16 for that matter, and here we are in 17. This is the fourth year, in fact, and a fourth expedition. I think I lost my count. Is it the fifth one or the fourth one? Fourth or fifth one. And every expedition has taught us something new collectively. Every individual on the expedition learned something new. And some people, in fact, the last, very first time I put somebody who went up the trail all the way to about 10 or 11,000 feet and said, Srini, I died 5 times internally. It was so hard, but I feel so good. Second time around, they came back, went up. Third time around, they came back, went up. And it became easier, much simpler, much more doable, much more, accomplishable, if that's the right word, right? First time hard, second time easy. We learn the skills as we go along. So if you want to, expand yourself, you want to bring in elements of growth into your understanding, into your existence, you want to see what else is possible with you, you want to see what, learn a few, life skills along the way, then by all means, go to positivepositioning.com. Check this expedition out. This is not an expedition as such. This is a workshop in itself. I may add a third day to this expedition, a pre-event day where we'll have a workshop before we even start scaling. It does two things. One, it gives you an opportunity to acclimatize yourself to the higher altitude. We go stay at about 7,000 feet or so. And then once you have used to that altitude, it becomes much easier for you to now, start scaling up, or in other words, start moving up, becomes much easier. So all the logistics are being planned out right now. All the details are there. You want to see a video that I've shot on Mount Shasta. You can see that on positivepositioning.com. And again, this is something, if you want to lose weight, want to get yourself in shape, want to get back your health, want to get back your mindset, want to get back yourself in a happening zone, then this expedition is for you. Okay. 408-912-5565 is the number in the studio. My name is Srini Saripalli. I'm here every Wednesday between 6 and 7 talking to you about you, about your success, about your challenges, about your opportunities, about your possibilities, about your framing of your mind to see life in new light, have new conversations, have new thinking, have new associations, have new identities that will empower you to put yourself in a position of success. That's my idea. That's my goal. That's my intent. Best way to reach me is via my email info@positivepositioning.com. That's my email address. You can always send me an email. This morning I was talking to, my coaching clients. I was on a coaching call. I run this coaching, every day in the morning at 6 o'clock, I do what's called the momentum coaching. And in that coaching, I kind of gave out four specific things this morning. And I want to share those four things with you in the next few minutes. And then we're going to get our guest on in just a few minutes. And again, you are welcome. You have a question. You have a life situation that's going on. You have a situation within which you feel that you are not in control. You feel you need a solution. You feel you need a direction. You feel you need a segue, a different kind of thinking that you think will solve your issue, or at least will empower you to deal with your situation at a higher level. You're welcome to give me a call here in the studio, 408-912-5565. 408-912-5565. The question is, why do I feel overwhelmed with the challenges of life? This was a question a few days ago that I received. I think I'm doing things right. I think that I have the capabilities. I have the skills. I'm surrounded by the best people. I'm being loved. And I think I have good opportunities. My career is going great. I have good things lined up for me, I think. But I feel the overwhelm. I feel I'm inadequate. I feel that I'm not ready for the opportunity. I feel that something may go wrong in the context within which I exist. This was a question a few days ago. And what do I have to do if I have these feelings? Now, I believe each one of us have these feelings. I believe that if you are in pursuit of something bigger, you will have those moments within which you are feeling that you're inadequate. you will feel that no matter what you have, it may not suffice. It may not come in handy. It's a race, if you see. It's a race. So how do you win over this feeling where you are feeling inadequate even though you know things are in your favor? If you just play the game a little bit longer, a little bit mightier, you will win over this game. But somehow, you feel that you are inadequate. How do you win? Is there a way to win? This was the question. I took some time this morning and I shared. First of all, here is how you lead life. And I'm not saying this because I do it this way. No matter where I went, no matter whom I studied a lot of. At some point, I was reading like 2 books a week at the peak of my compulsion with knowledge. 2 books a week at some point. And today, you know, my you know, with situations, with everything else that's going on, I try to keep 1 a week right now. 1 a week. See? In order for you to deal with inadequacies, uncertainties, and lack with the feeling of lack of control, right? You need to get yourself in the driver's seat. Who is the driver of your life right now? Ask that question. Who is driving you? Are your ambitions driving you? Is your purpose driving you? Your passion driving you? Who else is driving you? Or you are existing by the neurosis of somebody else who otherwise tend to move you in their thinking through into their situations. See, if you want to be in control of what you're doing, you need to be in the driver's seat. So imagine your life as a vehicle. Who is driving that vehicle? Who is driving that vehicle? Do you know the engine that is driving it? Do you know the horsepower? Do you know how to, I know you could be a greatest driver. Question is, do you know the vehicle that you are driving? And now the question is, do you know the terrain? You see, I could be the best, but if somebody else is controlling me, I am not the best, even though my job is to better the best. So who is this question you got to ask yourself? Who is driving? Rather, I would take this. I affirm to myself that I am the driver of my life. And I'm in the driver's seat. I'm driving this vehicle. My job is to get to my destination. My job is to cross that finish line. Whatever finish lines you have, it's not one. There are many finish lines in life. You will drive there. You will. One way or the other. I would rather set my own conditions to drive over the finish line. Not by the conditions set by somebody else. See, the absolute formula for failure in life is you keep on satisfying those people whom you believe are yours, but they're not. They have their own agendas going on. You feed into their agendas. What happens to you as an individual? Isn't it that you are here to play your best game? You have a limited time. You have a few moments. That's all there is. If you live up to 70 years old, you have, 600,000 hours or something like that. Not a lot of time. If you live up to 70, I'll tell you, at 70, you're still young. You're still young. At 75, my mom said, I could have done more. I'm leaving. At 68, my cousin passed away recently. He is my first mentor in business, my first mentor to show me possibilities in life as a young kid growing up. Someone whom I used to look up to, take his judgment very seriously. He told me, I'm closing my life. I could have done more. It's interesting that no matter how successful, I think that my mother was a successful lady. I think that my cousin was successful. And they're far, beyond. They did many things beyond themselves, which they never thought, they never comprehended it's going to happen to them. But they did. And if they are closing their life asking that question, here's what I think. I think they could have driven that vehicle in a much better way. Much better way. See, I get stressed out. I get angry. I have anxiety. Do you have a solution in hypnosis that can fix me? Yeah. If I'm selling tools to you, yes. You see? If I'm selling tools, if I'm selling sessions, if I'm selling, hey, I have a recipe that will fix your problem. Right? Yeah. But here is the deal. You are unhappy, you are stressed out, you're showing signs of anxiousness, you are feeling inadequate. You know why? Because you are not passionately pursuing your purpose. That's it. A sense of commitment to that which you do. I do the same thing every day, but every day needs a level of commitment. Every day I wake up and say, I'm committed to this. I am committed to this act that which I'm engaging in. I'm committed to the family. I'm committed to the finances. I'm committed to the job, the manager, the colleagues, the people who depend upon us, the customers who look up to our products and partners who supply us with their intellect, their knowledge in the form of product that we take them to the market. I mean, in every scenario, right? Every day requires a commitment from you. I can't show up with the previous version of myself. Every day I'm a new version. So why success doesn't happen to me is a question. The answer is very simple. You're not pursuing your purpose passionately, as simple as that. Everybody has a plan. You have a plan. You don't know that you have a plan, but you do. You plan, you go to parties, you meet friends, you have conversations. Guess what the conversation is? It's a plan. You are a living manifestation of a plan. Whether you have it written somewhere or not, whether you have it in mind or not, people talk their plans all the time. I want to do this, I want to do that. It's a plan. You see, it's a plan. Everybody has a plan. People tell me all the time, hey, Srini, I'm getting divorced. I have a situation in my family. My marriage is falling apart. Invariably, I talk to the lady. I say, hey, why are you getting into a divorce? Why you want to leave this man? You have been with this man for 20 years, 25 years, whatever the number is. Why are you leaving him? Srini, he doesn't have a plan. You see? It's a plan. You don't have a plan, you're not a man. Think through that for a second. What is your plan about your life? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Your job title, the current job you have, the current situation is not the plan. I was just asking, a friend of mine before I came into the show, I asked him a question. I said, listen, you know, is the virtues that you have right now will get you there, or the virtues that you need now will get you there? Simple question. The virtues that got you here will get you there, or the virtues that you need now, new, additional, that will get you there? The answer he gave was, the virtues that got me here will get me there. Traditional thinking, somewhat questionable. We still need the virtues in addition to that which we already have. That's the pursuit. It's a combination of both that will get us there. Not one way. See? Not one way. So what is your plan? Do you work the plan? I want to understand my situation, my circumstances. I want to see where I stand. I want to know where I'm going. I want to assess the gap. Hey, here is where I stand right now. And here is where I want to go. And this is the delta. This is the gap. What can I do to fill that gap? What resources, what skills, what associations, what networking, what knowledge, what wisdom, what mastermind, whatever, right? Whatever that is. Have you assessed the gap? I want a job. What kind of a job do you want? I want to make more money. Why should you? Who should you? Why somebody should give you more money? What are some of the things that you can do that's so unique, so different, so outstanding that you are paid as an individual? You see? As an individual. Not because you have experience, not because you have skills. Of course, they are needed. They are secondary in the conversation. Somebody asked me, how can I make more money? Here's the deal. Here's how you plan your career. You need to become the ultimate individual in the line of profession that you're engaged in. You are. When they think about something, they think about you. You are the only unconscious and logical choice. Logically, you are the choice. Unconsciously, emotionally, you are the choice. That's when you make the money. Not logically, just. If your resume speaks, your experience speaks, your skills speaks, yeah, you can make, but that's not the real money. The real money is when you are emotionally there for them. I'll tell you a classic scenario, okay? I was at Tycon this past weekend. I went to all the booths. I spent 2 days in the floor. Didn't go to any, I went to one of the keynote and probably one other session, but then I spent a lot of time talking to all these young entrepreneurs. They're doing some good stuff. They have the booths. I was going there. I was talking to them, and I was trying to see they're presenting their case, right? They're presenting their software. Everybody told me what their software can do. Nobody told me what the software can do for me. You see, there's a difference between what it can do and what it can do for me. You see, there's a big disconnect right there. And I was more interested in the individual who made the software, not the software, not the application, not the valuation, not the buyout, not the investors, not the stake, none. I was interested in the individual who created this. Who is this individual? What are their beliefs? What are their values? What are their commitments? How do they speak? How do they convey? I was expecting them to involve my beliefs, my attitudes, you know, my emotions into their presentation. Just one or two. Just one or two. And they did it unknowingly, by the way. If I'm going and spending and I'm doing in front of such incredible entrepreneurs from all over the world, I would like to really speak. Involve their emotions, involve their feelings, involve their attitudes, involve everything. Right? Right? I was missing. What's your plan? 408-912-5565 is the number in the studio. We're going to go into a quick break. When I come back, we'll be joined by a very dear friend of mine. He'll be joining me here. And then I'm going to have a guest quickly. We'll be calling. So just we'll go into a break quickly. And we'll come back. The conversation continues. 408-912-5565 is the number in the studio. 408-912-5565. What questions you have for which you are not getting the answers? What challenges you have in your life right now that you can't even speak to anyone? What promises that life is showing you? What opportunities life is showing you? What are you doing? 408-912-5565. You have a question along those lines? Welcome to call me. If you're just tuning in, my name is Srini Sripali. We'll be back right after this break. Success comes to those who have an entire mountain of gold that they continually mine, not to those who find one nugget and try to live on it for 50 years. If your life has become boring, monotonous, and somehow deep within, you feel there is a need to find a new identity, a new purpose, a renewed understanding of yourself, your health, your life. My name is Srini Sripali, and I'm inviting you to join me at the Summit to Success Expedition happening on June 10th and 11th. 2 days of trekking, climbing, and summiting one of the largest peaks in California, Mount Shasta. Join the Summit to Success Expedition and get close to nature. Climb a mountain and in just 2 days, wash your spirit clean. Go to positivepositioning.com and register now for the Summit to Success Expedition happening on June 10th and 11th. Remember, it's not a mountain we conquer, but ourselves.
Brought to you by Sri Gopi Reddy of Channel Real Estate.
Success comes to those who have an entire mountain of gold that they continually mine, not to those who find one nugget and try to live on it for 50 years. If your life has become boring, monotonous, and somehow deep within, you feel there is a need to find a new identity, a new purpose, a renewed understanding of yourself, your health, your life. My name is Srini Sripali, and I'm inviting you to join me at the Summit to Success Expedition happening on June 10th and 11th. 2 days of trekking, climbing, and summiting one of the largest peaks in California, Mount Shasta. Join the Summit to Success Expedition and get close to nature. Climb a mountain and in just 2 days, wash your spirit clean. Go to positivepositioning.com and register now for the Summit to Success Expedition happening on June 10th and 11th. Remember, it's not a mountain we conquer, but ourselves.
Brought to you by Sri Gopi Reddy of Channel Real Estate.
Hi, this is Srini Sripali. Welcoming you back to Desi 1170 AM Studios. This is Success with Srini, a show on human design, human engineering, human excellence. I'm here every Wednesday between 6 and 7 talking to you about you, selling you to you such that you can now become effective in the situation within which you are. You face your challenges with gut, with force, naturally position yourself for any level of success, any level of opportunity, and any level of adversity. info@positivepositioning.com is my email address. If you have a question, we have an incredible expedition coming up June 10th and 11th. I'll be talking to you a little bit more along the timeline here on the show. But joining me right now on the guest line is a very dear friend of mine, Jagruti Shah. You know her. She's an incredible host on 1170 AM, does incredible events, community events, empowering events. And she has an event coming up on June 3rd, the Voice of Bay Area. Jagruti, thank you for taking time. Thanks for joining me.
In fact, thank you so much for giving me time to come on your show. It's a privilege and honor.
No, thank you. Thank you for everything, and this is you know, I had this goal that I need to see. I do seminars, workshop. I work with people, and when we get to, you know, later part of our age, it's hard for me to really change people. It's hard. It's difficult. But then I wish I could change, you know, when they were small, they were young, when they're receptive, and what you are doing right now with giving opportunities to children, building their self-esteem, giving them a podium to express their talent is wonderful. Let's talk about the event that's coming up.
Thank you. Once again, Srini, I want to correct that I'm not giving them a platform. They're giving me opportunity to introduce such great music to community. So I never say that I give them platform. In fact, I'm humbled that they chose me to be with me. One thing I have to say that you are doing amazing job by giving a lot of consultation or counseling to people, but you'll agree with me, music is the best therapy.
Absolutely.
And these kids at this age, the parents are putting such hard work in their development. We are just giving them applause or clapping by what they are performing. So Voice of Bay Area is a talent which is among ourselves, you and me. Maybe we sing in the bathrooms, but our parents invest in them. It just we need to get together to applaud and cheer our little angels.
Absolutely.
And trust me, all the 10 finalists, those who have come in the finals, each of their song is not in competition. It's more than a concert. They are so professional. Last week we had a learning session on the pronunciation by a gentleman called Arif Rizvi Sahab, and he was so amazed to listen. He sent me such a nice text that this is something Bay Area should remember for years to come. So these are the kids we need to develop for our future, because I always say that these kids are going to decide what kind of music you and me are going to listen next 10 years or 20 years or till we die, correct?
So, absolutely.
And we need to give them a confidence. Srini, you know, when we were kids and we were born and brought up in India, you know how we were, right? We could not even open our mouth. Our parents hardly had time to, because they were so busy working and raising our fees, you know?
Right.
So let's do something for them extra so they lead our this generation.
Absolutely. And give us the details, Jagruthi. When is the event, and where can people buy tickets and all?
Sure. So it is on June 3rd. ICC will be starting at 5, and it's not going to be more than 2-hour show, maximum 2.5 hours. And tickets are available on sulekha.com/woba2017. It's also available on ICC website, icc.org/woba2017. And it's going to be like a concert, not a competition. So the best of the Bay Area is going to sing. So it's like bringing Arijit Singh, Shreya Ghoshal, Sonu Nigam on one stage. So we are going to get these all kids who are so talented at one stage performing together. And Aloka Ranjappa is going to be the chief guest for the evening. She's Salil Chaudhary's daughter, so it's another feather in our cap that she agreed to come as a chief guest.
Amazing. You know, you said, you know, when you bring professional singers, they are smart singers. When you bring
right.
children, they're innocent singers. You're seeking that innocence. You need to be at this event. So June 3rd is the event. And we also talked about Suresh Vadkarji coming here. Let's talk about that for a second.
Suresh Vadkarji is coming on June 11th. Trust me, the tickets are going so fast. We are almost done selling 30% of the tickets. So still 1 month to go, more than 30% tickets. So that's how it is. But the only difference between other concert and Suresh Vadkarji's concert is Suresh Vadkarji himself is a classically trained singer, right? He runs a huge school in India and he's generating a lot of singers. So he has got one of the best in Bollywood, which he has done. So it's going to be a combination of Suresh Vadkar, Deepak Panditji, who has actually produced the album for Sonu Nigam. So he's a talented musician, is going to do the music arrangements, going to perform his violin, and with a couple of younger singers, it's going to be a fantastic musically savvy, and again, I'm saying a classically challenged kind of a event. It's not an event which is sung by who's never got classically trained. These guys are all awesome in the profession, and the best is coming on Bay Area on the stage on June 11th. Tickets available on sulekha.com/sureshwarkar. And Shreni, I hope you are coming for the event.
No, I'll finish my expedition and come back in time for the concerts. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's Sunday, so Sunday it will start at 6 o'clock, and we'll try to finish by 9:30, 10. But then, looking at the people's request, I've received inbox. I've forwarded them to Suresh Varkarji. If he really sings all these songs, be ready to be there by 11:30.
Excellent. Excellent. Amazing. Jagruti, thank you for taking time, joining and talking about this is empowering stuff. This is great. And there is no healer like music. And we know that.
Thank you.
You're doing some amazing things. Congratulations to you. And we all are looking forward to both these events, June 3rd and June 11th. Thank you.
Srini, thank you for giving so much of time to me on air. And all the Voice of Bay Area kids are thanking you for doing this great service for us. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, 408-912-5565 is the number in the studio if you're just tuning in or you had been listening in. My name is Srini Saripalli. I'm here every Wednesday between 6 and 7 talking to you about your opportunities, your possibilities, your setbacks, your challenges, your roadblocks, your bottlenecks. What can you do? How do you build a perspective through all the challenges you have got going in life? And how do you empoweringly win over? That is the idea. I'm here every Wednesday, as I said. info@positivepositioning.com is my email address. We're going to go into a quick break. And when we come back, I have an incredible friend of mine who is joining me for the very first time in 6 years. He said, Srini, I want to come. I want to see what you do. And I've been very persistent on him to come to the studio. And he said he's listening to the show from inside today. He just stepped in. So we'll be talking to him a little bit. He's incredible. You know, he's very successful in doing what he does, and we'll talk to him about that. 408-912-5565 is the number in the studio. A question, a challenge. I have no idea what happened to all our callers. Raghu called, that was awesome of him, but what else? What happened to everybody else? Whom are we talking to? 408-912-5565 is the number in the studio. Guys, make those calls, okay? I want to talk to you. My time, I have no idea how long I have to talk to you, okay? 408-912-5565. We'll be back after this. Success comes to those who have an entire mountain of gold that they continually mine, not to those who find one nugget and try to live on it for 50 years. If your life has become boring, monotonous, and somehow deep within, you feel there is a need to find a new identity, a new purpose, a renewed understanding of yourself, your health, your life. My name is Srini Saripalli, and I'm inviting you to join me at the Summit to Success Expedition happening on June 10th and 11th. 2 days of trekking, climbing, and summiting one of the largest peaks in California, Mount Shasta. Join the Summit to Success Expedition and get close to nature. Climb a mountain, and in just 2 days, wash your spirit clean. Go to positivepositioning.com and register now for the Summit to Success Expedition happening on June 10th and 11th. Remember, it's not a mountain we conquer, but ourselves.
Brought to you by Sri Gopi Reddy of Channel Real Estate.
Hi, this is Srini Saripalli. Welcome you back to Desi 1170 AM Studios. I am live here in the studio today having a phenomenal conversation with you. I'm hoping with you. 408-912-5565 is the number in the studio. Now, every time I see success, regardless of where it is, regardless, whether it's in children, small kids, grown-ups, elderly people, youngsters, you know, people who are much younger to me, much older to me, wherever I see success, I want to trace the path. I want to trace it backwards, forward as much as I can. I want to learn. I'm a good student in my life. I'm a person in the process. I'm learning. I'm educating myself. I'm seeing what else I could have done otherwise that these people did to get to where they have gone to. And every time I see an individual who not only has success, but has the credentials and has a heart for doing what he does or she does, I salute them. That's who I am. That's how I think. I absolutely love this man who is joining me in the studios right now. Dr. Samir Sharma, an orthopedic surgeon, a dear friend of mine for many, many years. I considered him to be my brother. And he always wanted to, always say, Srini, I listen to your show. I love what you do. And I said, there should be an opportunity where he should actually come to the studio and be with me as I'm doing this. And Samir, thank you for taking time and joining me.
Well, thank you for having me, Srini. As you know, I'm a really big fan. I think your message is excellent. I love what you talk about with a life plan. I think that's the one thing your listeners can really take is, you know, I ask myself every day, every morning, you know, my life plan is to help people. And I ask myself every day, what am I doing today to further that goal? And I think, you know, whatever your life plan is, whether to increase your net worth, I think that's a really important point for people to take.
I'll tell you, very few people, you know, who have, you know, see, there are people who inspire me, and I look for inspiration everywhere. You know, as a family, right, that includes me, you know, my wife, my children, very few people collectively inspire us. Very few people. You know, some people inspire, you know, my wife gets inspired by some people, I get inspired by some people, and very few people inspire us collectively as a family, and you are one among them. And I want to say that on airwaves because, you know, your, you know, the your skill, your talent, your commitment, your heart for your patients and the stuff that you do, it's just unbelievable. And you know, you've been the inspiration for such a long time. And here is an opportunity I have where I'm on air and I'm doing this show. You know, I wish I could have invited everyone that who has inspired me to come and be behind this microphone, and I get this opportunity to tell them how much I love them and how much I care for them. But you have been such an inspiration, and you know, not only there are many of my clients who come to me who have gone to you for their own challenges they had, and they talk very highly about you. And you know, as you know, that I've been wanting to come, wanting to have you on the show, and I'm wanting you to come and participate here. So thank you for doing so. And you know, it's just you know, what's the secret to your success? Young orthopedic surgeon, how many surgeries you do in a day? Like 20? What's your highest number of surgeries you have done?
In a day?
In a day.
Probably 15.
15. And for how long? 20 years?
So I've been doing this for about 17 years.
17 years. Okay. And you know, all the 49ers are...
I've done a lot of professional athletes.
Professional athletes. Amazing. Incredible. What's the secret to your success?
You know, in the immortal words of Gary Player, the harder I work, the luckier I get. A lot of it is hard work, but it's not working carelessly. You have to have a plan. So you have to find, you know, what drives you in life. The basic question you got to ask, and Pete Carroll asks this question of his players, is, you know, what do you want to get out of this life? And everyone has a different answer to that. And once you can determine what you want to get out of this life, it becomes very simple. Then you, on a daily basis, you have to remind yourself what your life goal is and to try to do something to further that life goal. And that's what works for me is that, you know, I have a true passion for surgery. I have a true passion for helping people, and the two combine together to make orthopedic surgery. And I love sports. So I do sports medicine. So anyone who knows me, I'm a sports fanatic.
Well, you combined your skill, you combined your passion, and you created a masterpiece out of it.
You're using such big words. I don't think I'm half of what you're saying, but you know, it's you know, just for everyone, it's just trying to find out what's their passion, what they want to do, and to work hard at it. You know, you look at what Mark Cuban said. You have to work. You know, even if you're successful, you have to work like someone's trying to take your job away 24 hours a day. You have to work hard like someone's trying to take that away from you. So you have to continue to work hard no matter what level you reach. And you always have to, you know, further your goal. If you achieve your goal, you have to you extend the limit, you know, and always look Amazing. To get that passion.
Constantly. So you say something that long time ago I heard, you know, a spectacular achievement is always preceded by spectacular preparation. That's one simple line. Long time ago I heard this. Okay, I have a caller. Let me take the call. Hi, this is Srini. Thanks for calling in. How can we help you?
Yeah, I was listening to you for listening to your show for a while, and I was thinking, like, you know, I could ask a little weird question from you, if I can. Well, I know you're talking about success and, you know, all these kind of things, but my question is, like, what do you recommend to people who think, like, they have achieved whatever they can and, like, you know, and they are just lost, as in, like, you know, what to do next? And I mean, you know, there is a point in life where you come and then you think this, I mean, you know, you get a little bit of aware about what reality is like a little bit. And then you think, like, you know, everything you are running after is like, you know, you keep running after those things. And like, and I think I already have enough, whatever I wanted. And then, you know, so how do you go about that? Like, you know, I hope you're getting my question.
So actually, I think I get the essence of the question. You know, there are a few human needs that drive people. You know, and one of the needs is our sense, a deep inner sense for ours to contribute, right? You know, it's more about giving than receiving, and I'll tell you, I'll give you a small example. You know, hopefully I'll make sense through this, and Samir, you can also mm-hmm. pitch in a little bit. But just to, you know, long time ago when I used to run a training called Momentum Coaching, and every morning I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, I train a bunch of people, and we used to have like 50-60 people. And a month later, a few people drop out. A month later, a few people drop out. And then they consistently keep on dropping. And eventually, they dropped to a point where I shut down the whole thing after 4 months or 5 months. And then I went into a deep introspection at that point. I said, what can I do to and why did this happen to me? Like, it's not a bad coaching program. It's all good stuff. We do good things. And why is that people got excited and then dropped out? And then they showed a pattern, consistent pattern of dropping out. And to a point where I had to shut it down. The next year, the following year, I came back and I only made one change in my thinking. I said, I'm going to start my day by giving, not by receiving. Every day I used to start the call, I say, how many people are on the call? You know, why are they dropping out? You know, and if they drop out, I'm going to lose my numbers, my sales. That was my mindset, bad mindset, right? I came back and said, what can I do? So let me start the day regardless. I don't check who is there. And I don't see how many people are there. I do the call as if I'm going to start my day with the mindset of giving first. And then if I get something in return, it's a bonus. No expectations. Just that one shift in that mindset not only created the happiness, but it also gave me a perspective of how to really look for opportunities that which don't exist otherwise. And an opportunity is not outside, it's within us. And that completely shifted my game. So I now start with the mindset of giving, at least for the last few years I had been trying to do. So, you know, you give away, and that is a new goal. So if you have a lot with you, you have a lot that you can, you know, you want to create an impact. You want to create, you know, I would rather create an impact by creating a difference and I would start that by giving a part of myself away, whether it's money, whether it's my time, whether it's my my resources, my skills, whatever it is, I will start setting as higher challenges for myself at that level if I have enough for myself. Want to add something?
You know, I agree with what Srini says, and you know, oftentimes in the Silicon Valley, we're chasing false gods. We chase monetary success here, but you look at the U.S., we're probably 14th in the happiness scale of the happiest countries. So, happiness is giving yourself, giving your time. These are things that inherently in the human condition makes us happy. That's why I'm a physician. I enjoy. Trying to help people out in their different journeys. Now, I believe your caller was saying that he had reached his goal.
Yes.
So I think that if he had reached his goal, maybe he can start helping other people
reach their goals.
Yes. Because there's many people who are looking. So if he's gotten to that state,
right.
I'm sure whatever field he's in, that maybe he can teach, maybe he
yes.
can give back and feel that positive energy. You know, so we're all. You know, you want to surround yourself with people who have that type of energy, like Srini.
No, thank you. No, like you. Okay. 408-912-5565 is the number in the studio. My name is Srini Sripalli. This is Success with Srini, a show on human design, human engineering, human excellence. And I'm joined by Dr. Samir Sharma, a renowned orthopedic surgeon, a dear friend of mine, way before he became the famous Dr. Samir Sharma, orthopedic surgeon in the Bay Area. I know him from for 20 years now, nearly 20 years, being such an inspiration to all of us, in my family. By doing what he does through his contributions to his making a difference just here in the studio today because I invited him. I had been telling him to come to the show for about nearly 2 years now, and finally today was the day when it all happened, and he had 50 clients today wrapped up all. They're all happy?
Yeah.
All up. Okay. I just want to make sure you didn't cut them short to come here. Okay, just want to make sure. Okay. I have a question. 408-912-5565 is the number in the studio. Okay, that's the number here. One more thing I want to add. you got to be in the driver's seat to drive this. You want to pursue, your passions, and you want to, you know, it's not goals that we pursue. Goals are milestones along the way. But goals, all the goals that you are going after, have to add up to that purpose. If the purpose is what is the pursuit, not the goals. People say, I had these goals, and usually when people complete their goals, usually what happens is those goals are achievable. Right? They set their bar low, they accomplish it, but they don't have a sense of fulfillment. Goals are done, but what's the fulfillment? The fulfillment happens when you are passionately engaged towards your purpose. Now, when you go through this route, when you are going after this, is it fair to say that you'll have problems? Yes. Is it fair to say that you'll have setbacks? Yes. Is it fair to say that you'll fall down, you'll hurt yourself, you'll break maybe a leg or two, and Dr. Samir Sharma will help them fix it? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it is. It's going to happen. It is. My son broke the hand 2 weeks ago, and Samir, we came to you. And my wife called me. I was in Phoenix when that happened. And I told my wife, I said, he's living on the edge. I never broke my leg. I never broke my hand. He lived on the edge. He took a soccer ball and he tried to play basketball with it. And of course, it's going to happen. So living on the edge. So here is the deal. Here is how you deal with your problems. You got to build a perspective about your issues, whatever your issues are. And I'm promising you right now, everybody has an issue. The kid who just born has an issue. The man who's about to die has an issue. And in between, everything is an issue. It's a cluster of problems, not one. You can't solve it. You cannot win over your challenges. But once you build a perspective, now you're happening as a man. You're in control. You're in the driver's seat. You're moving. You're working the plan. And you're making things happen. And a perspective, again, if you build a solid perspective, you now have philosophy towards your life. I have a few callers. Let me take the calls. Hi, this is Srini. Thanks for calling in. My time is running out here. How can I help you?
Hey, Srini, quick one. So, if I'm not sure what goal do I want to achieve? I like this. I like that. You know, I am in a profession which I like. I'm doing good in it, and I have another aspiration. Say like I like.
Okay.
Say I want to open a restaurant too, or yeah. I'm not sure what will make me happy after, say, down 10 years down the line, and
okay,
will
so
I
here,
be happy
I'll,
with
I'll,
what
I'll,
I'm doing
I'll,
that
got,
thing?
Got the question.
How should
here, I? Got the question. Here's the answer. Here's how I would do. I always judge. Here is how. I have so many things coming at me. I say, what is pulling me towards something and what is pushing me towards something? I make the differentiation. What is pulling me is the real thing. What is pushing me towards something is not real. So I just walk away from it. Helpful?
Great answer.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Hi, Srini. Thanks for calling in. How can I help you?
Hi. Hello, doctor. I have a question regarding my pain in the right side of the leg behind the knee.
Okay.
And it happens from the last close to 1 year. While sitting crisscross, when I stand up, there is a pain. And I cannot put all my weight on my right side of the leg. And I have to limp a little, and afterwards I am okay.
Okay, so what's your phone number, Samir? Just give the phone number of the office, just seriously.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, the number of the office is 408-376-3380.
One more time,
408-376-3380. I'm not plugging myself, but I think that you probably need to see an orthopedic surgeon. This could be either back pain manifesting itself as knee pain or true knee pain, but you probably need to get a workup.
No, only on the back side of the knee.
Okay.
Maybe there is a meniscus nerve. Probably that is affecting me.
Yeah. I'm running out of time. I'm sorry. It's just too late. I'm sorry. I'm just like a few minutes, just maybe 1.5 minutes remaining. So why don't you give Dr. Samir Sharma a call? We're going to talk about this one more time. Why don't you give the number?
408-376-3380.
Okay. 376-3380. 408 is the area code. Thank you for your call. Hi, this is Srini. Thanks for calling in. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. My quick question is, in terms of giving, I feel like there's different ways of doing it, and I tend to volunteer my time, and how do you kind of push through those moments where you just feel like it's not going anywhere, or you just feel kind of disenchanted, and just staying focused on your goals?
Dr. Samir Sharma, take that answer. I'll join in.
You know, Mike Tyson once said that everyone has a plan until they get hit in the mouth. So it's not easy to carry out our plan, So I think reminding yourself why you have that plan, energizing yourself, with putting yourself in touch to the reason that what specifically that you're passionate about. I think those kind of reminders are important.
Yeah. So I would like to add one thing. And I was talking to Murali Krishnamurthy of Shankarai Foundation. We were having a chat at TICON for a long time. And at some point, I said something like this. I said, listen, people, when you don't have giving in your heart, you have the worst kind of heart trouble. And he was like, that is profound. I said, that's the truth. So you have giving, you are doing, you are going, and maybe, you know, the situations are not conducive. Maybe there are challenges as you are doing service for others and all, and those are going to be there. But just the mere fact that you are giving and you are doing what you know, your heart is calling to contribute, to sacrifice, I think you need to keep that alive, regardless what the circumstances are. That's my closing comment.
Yeah.
Hope that's helpful.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Okay. I have less than 40 seconds remaining. Any closing comments, Samir, you want to make?
No, I'm just thankful to be here. It's, finally got some time to come out here. Big fan of yours, Srini.
Thank you. Big fan of yours. And I don't get to see you as much. This is a way to bait you to come and spend time here, right? I mean, we meet over Thanksgiving dinners and all those things. But that's all. We get to meet each other once a year, maybe twice. But then, and oftentimes, you know, in a setup where we really don't have this conversation, right? Our families are together and all that. But this is wonderful. Thank you for coming. Thank you for, just your presence itself, the quality of this show, right? You know, great questions, great content, and great wisdom that you are sharing. Thank you for doing so. So 408, info@positivepositioning.com is my email address. If you want to come join me at the summit, see, I go to phone number, man. I 10 seconds remaining. Okay. info@positivepositioning.com is the email address. If you want to send me an email, come join me at the Summit to Success Expedition. Let me push you. Let me take you. Let me show you the possibilities. Let's explore what else is possible with us. It's going to be a great event. I mean, it's going to 6 people. They're all amazing people coming in, and you'll have an event, and you'll participate in an endeavor that is going to be unbelievable, and you're going to keep that with you for a long time to come. And all the people, I mean, everybody who was in the previous expedition are coming back to this expedition. There's a possibility that we may add a second expedition to this because we just have only 2 seats remaining on this one. Srini Sarpali, wishing you all the best. Have a wonderful evening. Stay positive, stay aligned, stay focused, and live an amazing life and do some good stuff, guys. That's all for now. Take care of yourself. Bye now. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.